This is Tom Roy with the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Jimmy Vilken in Capital Confidential reports that Senate Republicans are proposing a new 63rd Senate district that includes all of Greene County and much of Albany and Ulster counties. Vilken writes that, quote, the seat is envisioned for Assemblyman George Amador, Republican from Rotterdam. Its boundaries were revealed to the Times Union by a state official. The official maps for all Senate districts will be released this week, unquote. The district has about 325,000 residents and has more Democrats than Republicans. President Barack Obama won the proposed district in 2008 by a 55-44 margin. I said earlier, it includes every town in Greene County. All of Greene County is in that new proposed Senate district. So James Seward currently represents Greene County, and that would change under this proposal. Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman reports that Greene County is paying leisure business advisors of Richmond, Virginia, something less than $10,000 of taxpayer money to audit financial prospects for the proposed Great Wolf Lodge Indoor Water Park in New Baltimore. County Administrator Sean Groden told Zangla that he would have a report February 3rd on the prospects for a $115 million 400-room hotel and 80,000-square-foot indoor water park, restaurant, lounge, large conference center, arcade, and gift shop. The Greene County Industrial Development Agency wants to borrow up to $15.6 million to pay for infrastructure improvements for the Kalkberg Commerce Park in New Baltimore, where the water park would be one of many businesses. That loan would be repaid through a fee on room rentals and sales tax at the hotel. The owners of Zoom Flume, the outdoor water park in Durham, are among the project's critics. You can read the entire story in the Daily Freeman. Jimmy Vilken in Capital Confidential reports that Representative Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, raised over $245,000 in the last fundraising quarter and now has over $702,000 on hand to fight off opponents, according to the latest Federal Elections Commission filing. Senior employees of Elliott Associates and Elliott Management, a hedge fund founded by Paul Singer, the chairman of the board of the conservative Manhattan Institute think tank, gave the most. The congressman, who represents both Greene and Columbia counties, also received $4,000 from the PAC controlled by Goldman Sachs investment firm. Vilken then relates an old Gibson campaign press release from his 2010 campaign, when he complained that then-Congressman Scott Murphy accepted money from, quote, Wall Street special interest donors, unquote, including Goldman. Gibson's spokeswoman, Stephanie Vale, focused on the other half of Gibson's war chest, quote, we're fortunate to receive over half of our contributions from individuals who include seniors, small business owners, farmers, and many others from all walks of life, she told Vilken. So far, only Dutchess County legislator Democrat Joel Tyner has announced an interest in taking on Gibson in the fall. Read the entire story in Capital Confidential. Prattsville is indeed rebuilding, and after the devastating floods associated with Hurricane Irene last August. This March 3rd, the town is bringing in government nonprofit organizations, green building groups, mortgage lenders, historic preservationists, architects, real estate agencies, housing specialists, landscapers, and contractors in building, painting, electrical, plumbing, and masonry for a, quote, housing expo and home improvement show, unquote. A housing resource center will be open early to mid-spring to provide ongoing assistance to local homeowners. Annie Hull, the committee chairperson, says, quote, the expo will be a tremendous benefit for homeowners at all phases of rebuilding, quote, unquote, as, quote, homeowners will benefit by being able to meet and discuss projects with many vendors at one time, unquote. The housing expo and home improvement show will be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. March 3rd. For more information, contact Annie Hull, the Prattsville Housing Committee chair, at 299-3278 or email her at dadmhull@aol.com. Columbia Green Board of Realtors named Barbara J. Robinson co-owner and principal broker at Red Apple Realty in Claverick its Realtor of the Year for 2011. Robinson has been a member of the Grievance and Professional Standards Committees at the Board of Realtors for 19 years and now chairs the Education Committee and is serving a three-year term on the organization's Board of Directors. Quote, Main Street Market Encore Favored, unquote, is the unfortunate headline on Doran Tyler Antrim's story in the Daily Mail about how Catskill officials for the third year in a row are going to spend a lot of time talking about where the farmer's market should be located. Antrim quotes only one official, Trustee Brian Kehoe, saying he wants the market to move back to Main Street where it was in 2010. He also quotes Trustee Jim Chewins, who says the businesses in Catskill do not want it there. He also quotes Village President Vincent Seeley, who says it did not work well at its 2011 location, a parking lot adjacent to Church Street. The long public argument over the location may be cut short early this year as the Catskill Region Farmers Market Association meets Thursday to discuss the market's future. They may not want to come back to a town that moves the market to a different location each year. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Today is Wednesday, January 25th, and the National Weather Service predicts that in Earltown it will be partly sunny with a high near 38 on Wednesday. Wednesday night should be mostly cloudy with a low around 23. The forecast for the week ahead, Thursday, a slight chance of rain after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 41, low around 35. Friday, rain likely, mainly before 9 a.m. with a high near 45, low around 28. Saturday, there's another chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 and a low around 27. And Sunday, there's a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 37. Today is the fourth Wednesday of the month, and there are town meetings in Athens at the Village Community Center. Catskill has a Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m. at the Catskill High School Library. Columbia County, the Public Works Committee, meets at 6 p.m. at the County Office Building at 401 State Street in Hudson. There's also a Department of Public Works Committee meeting at 6 p.m. and a Legal Committee meeting at 6:45 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. And Kinderhook, the Historical Committee, meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall in Niverville. Sunrise, 7:13 a.m. and sets at 5:03 p.m. The moon rises at 8:10 in the morning and sets at 7:57 in the evening. And the New York Knicks defeated the Charlotte Bobcats 111-78. Tyson Chandler had 20 points and 17 rebounds on Tuesday night. The Knicks are at the Cavaliers on Wednesday, and the New Jersey Nets play at the Philadelphia 76ers Wednesday night, too. Tune in today, Wednesday, January 25th, to the Shomer Show from noon to 2 p.m. with all sorts of music from the former Newsweek and New York Times music critic Karen Shomer. And Wednesday on the WGXC Afternoon Show from 4 to 6 p.m., it's live from the Catskill Community Center with hosts Ron Diamondstein, Matt Bua, Peter Krug, Jillian Sutton, and others. Live from the Catskill Community Center, 4 to 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.